What they need to do is, for instance, if a person, and I have an example of a man in Donegal who has a particular condition, and he has to go to Dublin for his various hospital appointments, and he can't travel on a normal bus because he's not able to get into the bus like that, and there isn't a bus at the times that he has his appointments, so he usually has to get a taxi, sometimes to the train or sometimes all the way to Dublin, and there's no assistance for him. He goes to the community welfare officer, and sometimes they'll help, and sometimes they'll help a bit, and sometimes they can't help at all. And particularly if these appointments are very regular, really they need to be a scheme in place where when that happens, the person could have a receipt for the cost of the travel and present that and get payment for it. That's what used to be there in the past, or a version of that, and we need to restore a version of that again so that people can know that when they have some kind of, and I made the point to the minister, when they have some kind of an illness or a condition, that having an illness doesn't condemn a person to poverty. And that's what it's often doing, because these people have to actually borrow money of friends or neighbours in order to be able to attend hospital appointments. That's so unfair.
Some of them may be paying for the treatment as well, that they have to spend the medication and the doctor's appointments on top of the fact of getting to...
Exactly. There's huge problems with this, and they're also suffering with waiting lists and with all the other problems they have in the health board. And on top of that, it's compounded by the fact that they are reduced to poverty and having to pay for transport.